This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. In Argentina, social and political radicals gathered for an annual gathering of women and began to vandalize the host city with slogans like, "Burn the churches down." After vandalizing several Catholic churches, radical feminists began rallying nearly 7,000 women to attack the Cathedral of St. John in San Juan de Cuyo. 1,500 Catholic young men surrounded the cathedral, linking arms and praying. As the woman chanted something like, "The church is full of garbage," the men just continued to pray in unison, as at least one man was spray-painted in his eyes. Other men were spat upon and suffered vulgar abuse. After a Michigan woman's baby died in childbirth at a Catholic hospital, a Wisconsin abortion practitioner told the ACLU that the baby would have been better aborted. The ACLU has taken the case and is seeking precedent against Catholic Church hospitals for not performing abortions. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. In other news, the University of Notre Dame is renewing its lawsuit against the HHS mandate. Dozens of Catholic and other Christian organizations have other similar lawsuits pending. And Washington State Obamacare exchanges are coming under fire for misleading subscribers and falsely claiming that they do not cover abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.